Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
We didn't mention the book Let. There's also another book on there, Let. And what I've got to write about what not to let. The scripture says, let not your heart be troubled. But letting is relinquishment. I used to tell Jacqueline on trips, relinquishment is everything. That's all there is to it, relinquishment. Relinquishment to me is going further than surrender. It's giving up possession. It's giving up ownership. This whole war of the universe, both spiritual and natural in man, is the vying for ownership. People want to own another person. People want to possess and dominate. And I think the resist not command of Jesus is don't own it as much as it is let it be. Don't play God. Don't get in God's way. Let him be God and let go of possession. I asked Jennifer, I said, Jennifer, I'm on ownership again. I feel like I'm come around that. That's a circle I go back to all the time. And she said, yes, you've done how many tapes? 5 tapes on ownership. But let is relinquishing ownership. And we have it. We have it in us because that's the old man. To live owning nothing is rare. And it is, I don't think I have it, but it's ultimate freedom. To let everything be what God wants it to be and nothing for me. It doesn't need to be for me. So you remind me of that. You and Morgan reminded me of the issue of ownership.
I think it's just that this is all so real to me. It's becoming so real to me within the past year of my life. The reality that I can do nothing. And I feel so completely aware of how incapable I am. And it's pretty scary, especially in my marriage. I'm so aware of how incapable I am of truly, purely loving JD, because I love myself so much more than I love him. And I just feel like God's just shining on me, and I'm just like, ah! But this is also good because it's just so real. And I think I'm frustrated because there's this cycle. It's like, okay, God, I choose, I'll, you know, blow up at JD, or I do have a temper and I do have, my emotions are sometimes just out of control, and I'll explode, or I'll just whatever. And then I'm like, oh, Lord. And then I'm like, I choose you. And then a couple of days later, I explode again. And I'm like, oh, Lord. And like, am I truly choosing you? Am I really bowing to you? Do I really mean what I'm saying? Like, in my heart, I feel like I do, but I keep doing the things that I don't want to do, Lord. Is your life really within me? So I think that y'all have answered all the questions. It's like, you've said everything there is to say. Well, I feel like it, but I'm like, I choose, but I feel like there's got to be something else that I do. You know?
You have heard my testimony that my problem was a redheaded Irish anger. And this was what I did about it. If we really are living and walking in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin and keeps us cleansed from sin in all forms and manifestations. So what I would have a temper fit and throw the waffle iron in the backyard and throw the pillow across the room and, can't even remember what all. And I could not conquer. I would go sit like you're sitting with the Lord and say, here I am again. I'm asking you to forgive me. I'm so sorry. And I would read that scripture, 1 John 1:7-8. And it would say, God is, if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness by the blood of Jesus. Now, I didn't know I was asking for the blood of Jesus at the time, but that's the answer. And one day I woke up and thought, I haven't had a temper fit in such a long time. And when my children were adults, I would go to them and say, and I mean, it was a royal temper. It was red Irish and with yelling and all kind of things. I never hurt them. I never hurt my children, but, they saw plenty of fits, and I would go and say, I'm so sorry. I had such a bad temper when you were little. And every one of them would say, I don't remember that. And it was pretty somewhat my temper that drove me to the Lord, because I couldn't bear it and I couldn't conquer it. I was Romans 7. The good I want, I know the good. I was born again. Now I know the good. The love of God had come into my life with a big, huge boon. And miracles were happening, but not to me in that area. And I went every single time, sat like you're sitting in a chair. Here I am again, Lord. I'm so sorry. I'm here again. Can you bear it? And well, I would confess, and I would confess that scripture in particular, and it was about the blood of Jesus. And it vanished, and it vanished from their memory. And that's incredible. It's utterly incredible. And the kindness and mercy of the Lord on them and on me. And he says in the covenant, the everlasting new covenant, I'll forgive your iniquity. I will forgive your iniquities. And I will remember your sin no more. And I thought that meant between God and me. No, it means from the earth. The Lord told me. Does that help you, love?
Yes.
He will give you the victory as through the miracle. He will give you the miracle of the victory, but it's through the blood of Christ. The blood of Christ, the reason I can't finish Cain and Abel, I think it is finished in my experience now. And it has to come, the writing has to come from experience. And I think I have experienced something that will finish the book, but really it's the miracle of the blood. And the blood is one of the greatest mysteries to me in the gospel. It's ethereal, it's not visible, but the blood of Jesus. And that astonished me, because I only thought that you could go to God for forgiveness, he'd forgive you. No, he cleanses you from the thing you're confessing so that you don't have it anymore. And that is the wondrous miracle.
So our part is simply to confess, yes, Lord, I'm so sorry.
You said, Morgan, that you had to memorize Romans 8. How wonderful. The answer is there. And I've been in Romans 7, too, because I've been writing somewhat about it. And he says, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thank God, Jesus Christ. So the solution is the law of the Spirit. And the law of the Spirit is... the fruit of that is life and peace. But the law of the Spirit, the only way to live it out is to live in the Spirit and to be led of the Spirit in everything. And that's the resurrection life. We're back again to the resurrection life.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.